Good evening. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, good evening, Pete. What's going on tonight?
It's just 32 degrees here. The low was 28 and the high was 35, so not much variation. And it looks like when I looked at the weather forecast, that's kind of the way it's going to end up for a few days here. It's going to get a lot colder, but I think later on it sort of levels, you know, not real cold and not very warm either. I went into town about, 3:30, 4 o'clock. I didn't get out before it started snowing, but it really wasn't very bad. And stopped at a couple places I needed to get to before 5, and then stopped over at my customers, give them some data, and talk to them about the new server and whatever, and make some plans there and look at the old one and see what's on it and all that kind of stuff. And then over to get some, got 6 gallons of premium unleaded gas in case I want to put it in the snowmobile, and I'd probably even put that in the snowblower at least to get it started. And, went to the grocery store and that, and I was really quite surprised. I thought that the stores, you know, would be mobbed because everybody'd be going out tonight and getting, doing their shopping before the snowstorm, but it really wasn't bad at all. It wasn't really noticeably more people than normal, so I'm not sure why that is. Maybe nobody's too worried about it here. I thought, well, I'm going to be standing on a line to check out, but that didn't really happen. And we don't have a lot of snow here. The roads, secondary roads are covered now. And as I was coming out of Lowellville, the main road was kind of starting to get, you know, a little bit of snow on it. But you look outside, it doesn't even look like it's snow until you go out there. It's so fine. KC2WI.
Yeah. I'm looking at it here on the radar, you were talking about it here, and they're showing it here, getting ready to turn over to rain. So, looks like it's in Utica there. It's just starting to turn to rain now. So we'll see if that happens up here. I know they say it's supposed to go back and forth, so we'll see what happens. It doesn't look like it's going to be all that horrific of a storm to me. I don't know. Yeah, I might be wrong. But all right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in there. And sounds like you're ready to go for a few days anyway. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WX2PJL.
Okay, I heard another station there too, but they just... they didn't quite get in. If you want to try again, go ahead. All right, WX2PJR, Paul, good evening, what's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, everybody else aboard. I was wondering that was as well, anyway. 31 degrees, snowing out there, kind of light to moderate at times. Anyways, what is it there? Mohawk Valley can be interesting, though. South of Mohawk Valley, it can get rain all the time, but north of it can be whatever. Yeah, kind of an interesting zone there. It's kind of why they split the county in two zones. Oneida, that is. Likewise with Herkimer, they split that too in two different zones, right where the Mohawk Valley is, because it can be such a contrast difference, it's crazy, especially this time of year. But let's see what happens. I know they're calling for a chance of freezing rain up here, so it may cut back on the snowfall amounts. Right now, I'm going to say maybe a half an inch out there from it so far. Not really a lot, so see what happens. We'll know by Thursday morning. There we go. So other than that, not much else to add. Giving you ones with a count. Same evening to everybody there. WX2BJR.
Okay, Paul. Well, I didn't measure it out here, but we definitely got more than a half an inch here in Boonville. If I had to guess, I'd say an inch and a half almost. Definitely at least an inch, because I was just out there about maybe 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. That's what it looked like to me. I was just thinking, boy, I'm going to have the boys shovel off this deck tomorrow. So it was definitely more than a half an inch. So. All right. Thanks for checking in, Paul. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, a work day. I got to work here a bit into the night. And, you know, there's no big projects at work. There are, but there's just none that I'm going to be attempting this week with the holiday coming up. So we're just doing a bunch of little projects and little exploratory stuff with the servers, which is kind of fun. You go in there and you kind of tinker around, see what you can improve, and, you know, see if you can find some bottlenecks you didn't see before. And I kind of enjoy doing this. I wish I could do this all the time. But you can't have, you know, you can't have just everything. You got to have the cake, too. So, but we've been tinkering around with it, and we found a couple little things that we can improve the infrastructure here, and sped up quite a few servers here today. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take comments, queries, or late check-ins.
KC2QXG.
KC2QXG, good evening. Sean, I believe. What's going on tonight?
Hi, good evening. Same as everybody else. We got the snow, a couple inches of snow here. About 32, light rain now. Everything's stuck to the trees and the road and everything else. Now it's starting to melt. So just kind of hanging in there. Looks like it's going to be a sloppy morning and then back over to snow. Sounds like we're all going to get a good fair chunk of it. Other than that, like you, another work day, and work day tomorrow. And back over to you, KC2QX.
Okay, Sean, yeah, that's what I worry about. That rain, or that snow turns rain, then back to snow. That usually means there's probably going to be ice in between, and there's going to be a lot of weight on tree branches and wires, and tends to create a little havoc, but maybe it won't be so bad. We'll see, we'll have to see. Well, thanks for checking in tonight. We haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you again, and we're here every night, so feel free to come back. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, Paul, and Sean for checking in tonight. And Stay 73 still is listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Traffic.
82AIT, good evening. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in with Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net? This is KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2MVU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, recognize KC2WI and KC2NBU. Thanks for checking in. Any others out there that would like to check in for the late session of Octane? This is Octane. All stations welcome to check in with or without traffic. Octane, looking for stations to check in. Please come now. Octane, final call. Any stations who'd like to check in, please come now. And this is W2JUV for Octane, clear the repeater, 7-3.
KC2VLB.
KC2VLB, KC2WI.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we're sitting here in Burger King, headed towards the Canadian border, so I thought I'd give a shout while I'm in town.
In Louisville, then?
Yep.
Well, good luck with the driving. I was in Louisville at 8 o'clock, I guess, I got back here, and it's not too bad, but... you're getting a little bit, you know, but it's really, I'm looking out the back window here and the light is on and you can't tell that it's snowing, you know, it's fine. So, actually the temperature I think is, well, it says 33. So I think it's actually gone up because I think it was 32 last time I looked.
Very good. Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to bow out quick because we're eating here, but I just wanted to say hi and let you know we're headed through your town.
Very good. Okay, well, you know, when you get up towards Louisville, you get on to 146.955. And then when you get beyond that, how are you going up?
We'll take the bottom up to Watertown.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know the current status of the 147.255. I think it's operational. It's got some issues that they're working on. But that's a possibility. And then actually Will and Julie's machine, AC2GE machine, that's a real going up in Dexter. To get on, and then of course, you know, there's repeaters in Kingston and stuff like that.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll take our time. We're not in any hurry.
Okay, very good. Well, if you don't have it already programmed in the 147.255 is a PL of 151.4. And I never added Will and Julie's machine to I think it's Watertown. Okay, it is called Watertown, Dexter. 146.760, and that's also 151.4 PL. And you may or may not hear anybody. It's getting kind of late, but anyway, have a good trip. We'll talk to you later. I'll probably be heading over to Lake Pleasant. I'll probably wait till Thursday now, not do it in the... I got work to do anyway, but I won't travel in the crummy weather. Talk to you later, KC2WI.
Hey, Pete, have a good turkey day. We'll catch you later. Thanks for coming back. K2VLB.